Colorado School District directs staff to address children by chosen gender. By Hannah Blow on August 19, 2022. Colorado's Thompson School District is the latest to make national waves over its policies in handling confused children, urging schools to respectfully accept a child's chosen gender, regardless of a medical or mental health diagnosis. The district, which covers Loveland, Colorado, has a 5-page guidance detailing how teachers, staff, and schools should handle students who claim to be transgender. According to the guidance, which admits that it does not cover every possible issue that could arise, as some will need to be addressed on a case-by-case basis, any student can tell a staff member that they wish to be identified by the gender of their choosing. In turn, the request should be acted upon respectfully, regardless of a medical diagnosis, according to the school district's guidance. The school shall accept the gender identity that each student asserts, and there is no medical or mental health diagnosis or treatment threshold that students must meet in order to have their gender identity recognized and respected. The guidance states, clearly commanding schools to adhere to the whims of confused children who claim to be another gender. Students ready to socially transition may initiate a process at the school to change their name, pronoun, and access to programs, activities, and facilities consistent with their gender identity, the guidance states. While it does acknowledge that parents should be involved, the guidance states that their involvement should be cleared with students first. Emphasis added. School personnel should involve parents or guardians in the implementation of these guidelines and the process of social transition at school to support the student's well-being at school, but should first discuss the parental involvement with the student to avoid inadvertently putting the student at risk of harm by contacting the student's parents. Additionally, the guidance urges schools to reduce or eliminate any activities that segregate students by gender to eliminate confusion. It also instructs schools to allow children to use the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity, not their actual biological sex. Any student who is transgender and who has a need or desire for increased privacy, regardless of the underlying reason, should be provided access to a single-stall restroom, but no student shall be required to use such a restroom. It reads, adding that locker room usage will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. Students who are transgender should have access to the locker room that corresponds to their gender identity consistently asserted at school, it states. Additionally, the guidance states that the needs of transgender students will be assessed on a case-by-case basis for overnight activities and athletic trips. In most cases, students who are transgender should be assigned to share overnight accommodations with other students that share the student's gender identity consistently asserted at school. Involving the student in identifying safe and supportive peers to room with can help maintain confidentiality and safety when determining room arrangements. The guidance coincides with increased pressure from members of the radical left, who continue to push the grooming of children at a young age.